This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. And good participation here tonight. Listeners bringing up things that we didn't necessarily intend to bring to the table. I like it when that happens because, you know, throws us some different topics.
That's the project, right? That's the idea here on Free Talk Live is that you can call contribute.
Yeah,
and you get to participate with the show and bring up topics, and if they're interesting, we're going to stick with them.
Otherwise, we will come up with stuff to discuss, and of course, cryptocurrency has been on the minds of a lot of those of us who follow that world over the last few weeks, last year, last forever, but specifically over the last month. It's been a brutal several weeks for basically every cryptocurrency on the planet.
Probably the only person who's still spending it.
Who, me and you?
Yeah, me, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm spending it.
Are you still spending it?
Of course.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're activists. We care about crypto. We want to see it succeed. And so we're willing to go out and spend it. Although, actually, normally using purse.com or saveitpurse.com is a pretty useful thing, but
I haven't actually used it.
Yeah, on the downturn, when it's on a downturn, you have
mostly
to keep
local.
Feeding money into it.
Yeah,
so,
mostly local is what I've been doing.
But anyway, I got a piece here from Bloomberg. They interviewed friend of Free Talk Live, Roger Ver. He's the owner of the operator behind Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here at Free Talk Live, and the headline here is "Future of Crypto is Brighter Than Ever," says Bitcoin's Ver, Bitcoin.com's Ver. And so I wanted to, let's get a little positivity here in what appear to be very dark times, by the way. If you look at the, I've got a handy little app on my phone called Bitcoin Ticker Widget, which I love this app, by the way. It's nice little widgets you can put on your little phone.
I like that
background.
Too. I get it.
You can select which crypto you want it to keep an eye on, and then it'll track it throughout
the
day.
Yeah, throughout the day.
You guys are way too much into your apps.
Oh, man, it's a great app, though. I've got Bitcoin pulled up here, and I can punch in, I want to look at the last month chart, I want to look at the last week's chart, I want to look at the last 3 months, year, and it's right at my fingertips. The last month, Bitcoin is down 46%.
Thanks.
In the last month.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's huge.
Huge.
And that's true of the other ones, too. So if you go and you look at other cryptocurrencies like Dash or Bitcoin Cash or whatever.
There's not very many that have done well against Bitcoin recently. I guess Ripple to some extent, but not much else.
Dash in the last month down 59%.
Right.
The real big loser, Bitcoin Cash, sadly.
It sounds bad, but if for somebody who doesn't understand the crypto world very much, but it's also gone up, 2,000% in the past year and a half?
You mean over a longer period of time.
Yeah, over a little bit longer period of time. Well, it's also gone up drastically, so it hasn't really dropped.
Right, it's the best performing asset of the last 5 years.
It's the best performing asset in the last decade, if I'm not mistaken. But right now, at $34.30, it's at about September's price in 2017. So that's what we're back to. It's not exactly a setback in a huge way. We've seen setbacks like this before. It's important to keep these things in perspective.
Absolutely.
There was the price spike back in 2013 that happened in November of 2013.
But a lot of people get into crypto because they want to get rich quick. And I understand, who doesn't want to get rich quick?
Sure.
But it's hard when you put your money in and you just see it getting frittered away. You know, if you walked in and you got into crypto in December.
This is not the time to be getting into crypto. Well, maybe actually it's the time to get into
crypto. I think now's the time to get into crypto. I wish I had money to buy crypto, because I would buy more crypto.
Can't you just mortgage your house again like you did before?
Well,
so you don't think it's that important to get
in. So what I was trying to say is you don't want to get into crypto at the top. We are down, way down. So maybe now is the time to get in. But
yeah, I don't make investment advice, but you guys have been saying maybe. So you haven't been saying do this.
Yeah,
because it may drop further, right? You never know.
Right.
You never know. Aria Dimenso is saying it's going down to $500.
I've heard people say that. Yep.
I wouldn't say that. Here's my perspective on it.
What does she know? She doesn't know anything. Nobody knows anything.
I think it's worth maybe $500 to $1,000, but I don't necessarily think that's what the market is going to determine it's worth. Mm-hmm. So, it's one of those things where you know, it's anybody's guess where it's going to actually end up or be determined by the market. Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, over time, it's up. Right. You know, over the last decade, it's up significantly.
I found Jeffrey Tucker's explanation to be, to me, the most heartening. So what he said, and I asked him many of these hard questions, what he said in an interview, and I can't remember what show it was on, but I think it was last Monday, he said that, look, it took a while for these technologies to catch on. First, you know, think about the internet and how long it took it to catch
on. Sure. Oh, yeah.
It's, the internet didn't start in 1992. It started before that, and, you know, like in little pieces and bits.
I mean, in college to college, they had some early...
Right.
Well,
what was the first few years of Bitcoin, honestly?
Geek to geek, yeah, sure. Yeah,
it wasn't much much more than that. When you and I were running the Bitcoin QT software on a laptop, I mean, let's be serious here.
I mean, what, 2 years ago, I think it was only beginning to take off on me, on... Wall Street, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that's when it hit.
Yeah.
And it's still new. It's still brand new.
Right. And the technology does what they say it's going to do. It's being scaled, and at this point, it's...
Well, Bitcoin isn't being scaled. They still haven't fixed its inherent problems. It's just Bitcoin's not being scaled properly.
They've got a technology for scaling and, you know...
Lightning Network?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look...
We're still waiting.
Well, Lightning Network is progressing along, and maybe it'll do what they say it's going to do.
Well, Chris Reidman on Thursday night loves the Lightning Network. He thinks it is the best thing ever, and it's just...
I'm not here to talk crap about any of these people's. I really liked IOTA and their web network, their scatter network, or whatever the heck they had.
The Internet of Things thing.
Yeah, that's just the tech. That's not the idea of the Internet of Things. Yeah, I love. I think we should got to try all kinds of different stuff. Some of this is going to work out. Some of it's not. Some of the in the .com boom, some of them made it. Some of them didn't. But we're still in the early days of Bitcoin, and
absolutely
likely, this is the belief is that you buy in now and you're going to do well in the future.
But you got to hold on for the ride.
This isn't about the money. This is about the tech.
You know,
and that's the hard part to really get your head around.
It's I think some people have to remember that this might actually not. I mean, you know, you're starting to get in now, but if this isn't the technology that eventually takes over the world, it may not be the time to get in. There is this thing of getting in too soon and it blowing up and it taking another 20 years before that thing that originally was conceived at a prior date. Actually, the problems get worked out, right?
Look at
Apple. Apple had a tablet of some kind in the 90s, didn't they? And
I don't know.
I have no idea. I believe they did, and it flopped in the marketplace.
Oh, the Newton, wasn't it called the Newton?
Yeah. I think that was it.
Okay, yeah, it just came to my mind there.
And so but look what happened in the last five to 10 years? It actually took off, right? Everybody has a tablet now. I think it's kind of...
1993.
Right, exactly. So I think it's kind of... You kind of have to look at
Pilot?
It kind of like that.
Yeah, it looks kind of similar to the Palm Pilot.
It probably would be closer to a Palm Pilot than a
Gray
Screen. But the point is, it flopped in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And it was targeted at the consumer, I believe, as opposed to businesses, which is more like what the Palm Pilot was targeted.
Yeah, this might have flopped, but... and I can't tell you any one particular cryptocurrency that's going to make it, but...
I don't know if any of them are going to make it.
But I can tell you that, you know, from this same technology, the Palm Pilot came about, and then they came with the integrating the Palm Pilot into the phone with the Palm Trio, and there were
I remember you had that one, didn't you?
Yeah, there were several Palms out there that, I had them all.
I had a Palm as a teenager in the late 90s.
Yeah, me too.
And
Palm
then,
3.
Wow, you had an earlier version than I did.
Yeah.
I had a Palm 4.
And then Apple's, comes
actually,
to,
more than one.
to outdo Palm, which never made any sense to me. I wasn't going to change. I liked what I had, and it's left in the dust. I don't think you can find...
I don't think
Palm's, making anything at this point.
Well,
at some point, I had to change.
So we
I
can
had
talk,
to give it up.
Well, look, obviously we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I don't think... cryptocurrency is going to be looked at as a bump in the road. I think it's not insignificant. I think it is very significant.
I think there's still,
and it's going to become more significant.
I think there's so crucial issues that have to be resolved before it's going to succeed in the marketplace. But I don't necessarily think that we don't have the beginning of what it needs to be done in order to achieve that success.
The smartest people I know the smartest people in the world are working on crypto, and I can't believe it's not going to happen. These guys, when I go to these
conventions, smart and they're well funded.
It's already happened to some
passionate.
Degree. It's just not mass adoption.
Oh, of course not. That takes time.
Right.
There's more coming up here
in four moments.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Asked John, whose Blink cameras alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air, call in line rooms. Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com says the future of crypto is brighter than ever. We'll find out more about that coming up with you tonight. It's Ian
and Chris
and Mark.
And also, I want to make sure you know about AnyPay. Was actually this morning, Mark, you and I met a local business person here in Keene, New Hampshire, and
yep.
talked to him about taking cryptocurrency, and of course, we recommended AnyPay.
Yeah.
As far as taking your crypto, taking customers' crypto, you know, as payment at your point of sale. And AnyPay works brilliantly for that. In fact, it allows you to accept Bitcoin BTC as well as Dash and Zen and others. Go to AnyPay.global and you can get on board there. And when I say get on board, I mean the onboarding process is as easy as it could possibly be.
Yeah, it's really short. Really
create a username and password. That's it. They don't even send you an email to verify your email address, so make sure you type it in correctly. it's almost too easy to get into AnyPay. So, yeah, they don't need to know who you are. They just need to know which crypto wallet addresses to send your crypto to when your customers pay at the register via the new AnyPay app. And, yes, there is now an app for Android devices. iOS is in the works, but it takes longer to get through the Apple system, so that's coming. We'll let you know when that one's available. But if you are an iOS user, you can still use their web app. So there is a way to accept payment with AnyPay, regardless of what operating system is on your tablet. Heck, you don't even need a tablet. You could just use your computer at the desk. You know, whatever. If you've got a web browser at your checkout, you're good to go accepting cryptocurrency.
If you're like this business owner was, a massage therapist or something, you can just have it on your phone.
On your phone. Exactly.
Just that easy.
And it is still easier to accept through AnyPay than it is to get out your crypto wallet, and then you have to, you know, find the place where you got to punch in the amount. And it's just a smooth process. They've made it super easy. And, of course, if you have employees, there's no other option. You don't want to use anything else because you don't want to give your employee access to your full crypto wallet.
It's a bad idea.
You just want your employee to be able to accept the payments. You don't want them to be able to say, send the money back out. So it's really perfect for that. AnyPay.global, go there, get started. And by the way, no fees for merchants to accept crypto. So it's a no-brainer. If you want to get into the world of cryptocurrency as payments, this is a way to do it. And it's a great one. AnyPay.global. Let's go to David in Detroit, listening online. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Regarding AnyPay, will that run on my Palm Tungsten? You know, the old Palm device from back in the day. Regarding your previous conversation, and actually, what's funny about that is Palm actually in 2000.
Are you talking to us on a Palm Pilot right now? Because the audio quality.
I wasn't going to say that. I just don't understand half the things you're saying.
The audio quality isn't that great. Are you on a speakerphone or something like that?
Sorry about that. How about now?
It's better.
Okay. Sorry about that. Regarding Palm, in 2010, when it was bought by, I think it was bought by HP,
yeah.
When Apple and Android devices, you know, kind of became the gold standard, and it was kind of quite sad to see that go, but nevertheless, I want to talk about a more interesting subject, and that is Sarah from New Mexico. I want to challenge her if she calls into one of the after shows, and I can chop
off. Never will.
If she does,
I want to hear your I want to hear your challenge, but I'm just letting you know in advance. Sarah actually doesn't listen to Free Talk Live, at least during the live show. She did recently hear us on KABQ, which is the local progressive talk station in Albuquerque that airs us, but they air us later. So she has listened to the show. She knows we're on in her market, but she's actually never listening live when she calls in. Although that said, go ahead with your idea. I still want to hear it.
All right. Somehow, if you're on the line listening, Sarah, I will donate $10 to the non-political organization of your choice. If you call in, I'll hop on the Discord line since apparently I sound like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And just let me ask you some questions. I want to hear a little bit more about you. Give us an example
of one question you really want Sarah to answer.
Yeah, I want to know why she kind of has this common obsession with like public transportation and why she's so persistent about thinking people just run out in the roads and, you know, get run over. And why does she tend to exaggerate those figures?
So obviously I'm not Sarah, but I will give my best answer given that we hear from her every single night on that. She's a pedestrian, so she is, you know, she walks around, she takes the bus, she is...
I think people have every reason to fear cars.
Yeah, she's concerned.
I mean, she's scared of cars, and people have every reason. They're deadly.
They are.
As far as, you know, non-disease type things, that you can control. Cars are in the sort of the top five there, and if you don't smoke, they're really a big deal. To her, they're a real threat. I think that she's got some mental health issues, she'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That probably gets somewhat overblown in her mind, and thus she, she would rather be on buses. Don't ask me why she doesn't want, buses get in accidents too. Probably just as often as cars, but maybe you're less likely to die.
You're probably more likely to survive a bus accident unless it falls off a cliff or something like that. I mean, if it's a car running into a bus, the weight difference is tremendous, right?
Yeah, I would suspect that's true, too. I haven't really heard too many tragic, super tragic bus accidents except for, when they get hit by trains or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she used to be very regular as far as calling at around 9:30, but recently she's been calling, Eastern time, recently she's been calling in the 8 o'clock hour. So if you were to want to do
time zone differences?
Oh yeah, there's significant ones.
She's in New Mexico. Yeah, that's what you mean.
Time. Well, right, but do they not have daylight savings or I don't know?
Oh yeah, doesn't New Mexico do that weird thing where
New Mexico is daylight savings?
Oh okay.
Arizona is the one that's that switches around.
Right.
So for whatever reason,
I just got to say, Arizona and New Mexico, they really love it when the East Coasters confuse them.
So, David, here's what I'd recommend. If you want to talk to Sarah, get into a conference with her. We will conference calls together here on Free Talk Live. That we can do. Here's what I would recommend. Jump into one of our Discord call-in lines, because you don't want to sit on your phone and burn a bunch of minutes or burn your phone battery down. But jump into a Discord call-in line during the 8 o'clock Eastern Time hour any night of the week. Because almost every night she calls in.
Except for tonight.
And then I'll go in, I'll screen your call, and you'll say, oh, hey, it's David, I'm waiting for Sarah. And then I'll just leave you in there. And then if Sarah pops in, then I'll come back to you.
We've got four of these lines. Yeah. Generally
sitting there.
There's one open.
Right. Oh, there's right now?
All right.
There's four open.
There's four open.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Generally, there's at least one open.
So we will make it happen for you. All right. That's fun to
Free Talk Live, a high level of customer service.
There you go. So let's go to Roger Ver. He's being interviewed by Bloomberg.
On the Bitcoin markets, November was the worst performance, in 7 years, back when Bitcoin was about $8 a coin. Now it's under 4,000. Have we reached a floor yet on this recent sell-off?
I think nobody knows, right? That's part of the excitement of cryptocurrencies. Nobody knows if it's going to go up, down, or sideways in the short term.
Good answer from Roger.
Right.
I can't stand it when people ask me what I think is going to happen. What makes you think I know something
people
about this?
They want somebody to assure them. They want somebody to give them some advice. I don't think
I wouldn't trust anybody telling me that it's going to go one direction or another because nobody knows it's the market that determines
unless
that.
That's why it's a great answer.
Unless they just flew in on a time machine, they don't have any good answers for you.
Roger giving honest answers upsets the hell out of the internet, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was a good answer. He's got
Roger drawing breath upsets the internet.
He's got more to say. We're going to get into his opinion that the future of crypto is brighter than ever, even though right now it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. More coming up.
Yeah.
855-450-3, like freedom.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, deserves to go to prison. That according to federal prosecutors, even though Cohen has helped the special counsel's Russia investigation. Cohen faces 4 to 5 years when he's sentenced next week for what prosecutors call serious crimes. Cohen has pleaded guilty to several counts of tax and business fraud. He also pleaded guilty to making an excessive campaign contribution. Former FBI Director James Comey says the questioning he faced from House Republicans Friday focused on Hillary Clinton's emails and could have been done in open session.
session. Comey also tells reporters he's confident about the progress of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
I see it proceeding incredibly quickly. Important indication of that is you don't know anything about it except when he files something in court.
And Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team accuses former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort of lying about a variety of subject matters after he signed a plea agreement requiring him to fully and truthfully cooperate with investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number for you to take control of the airwaves here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line room, so head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can join one of those rooms. We will join you there. And then at that point, you'll get on the air with us. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
Also, want to thank Brad 75552 as a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Brad has signed up for $10 per month to help support Free Talk Live, spreading the message of liberty. Thank you for that. We only ask for five, but some people want to do more, and that's cool. I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say thank you. So thank you for doing that, and thank you to everybody who has amplified the show in the past. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there, which I discussed it earlier tonight, but we, well, honestly, I forgot to mention a few folks this week, so I'm trying to get caught up. We were usually doing one per night, and we were doing real good for a while, and then this week dropped the ball on a couple nights. So thank you to Brad 75552. If you sign up for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month and you want us to mention your name, you do have to opt in. So by default, you will be anonymous. So if you want to opt in, there's instructions on the initial AMP email that I'll send.
Yeah, we'd love to have you opt in.
That'll explain how you do that. And then you can put in whatever name you want to, so it doesn't have to be your real name, obviously. All right, so let's continue here. Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com being interviewed in the streets of wherever he is by Bloomberg Television here.
What's your feeling? What's your gut?
I'm a fundamentals investor, so I'm investing on fundamentals. Long term, the future is brighter than ever. There's more awareness, there's more adoption, there's more stuff happening all over the world. So, of course, I'm incredibly bullish on the entire crypto coin ecosystem and Bitcoin Cash specifically.
But there's been a number of different fraud cases, and there was Hacks, CoinCheck earlier this year. here. There was a Ponzi scheme earlier or a couple of months ago here in Japan that was uncovered. Has that undermined the credibility of cryptocurrencies, in particular Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash even?
If anything, I think it's brought additional awareness to the ecosystem, and the fact that, you know, such big players are involved, and the fact that hackers are trying to hack it shows that it's worth something.
It seems ridiculous. No one asks, well, what about the stability of the U.S. dollar? Has somebody
Bernie, robbed a bank?
Bernie Madoff ran a Ponzi scheme, or some guy put a mask over his face and robbed a bank in Poughkeepsie.
Well, but the fact is, we don't know what the opinion of the interviewer is, but it's an important question to ask because people have heard these things.
Sounds like FUD to me.
Well,
fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Right.
People think that Bitcoin got hacked or something. I mean, they'll say things like that.
They think that. And what they're actually referring to is NTGOX or something like that.
They don't understand it. No, they don't.
They don't even understand the basics of it.
Correct. And this gives Roger a chance to at least address, you know, those issues. So I don't oppose the question being asked, as ignorant as it might be, you know, the basis, maybe very ignorant, but either way, that's the only way you can correct ignorance is to, you know, address it head on.
Yeah, I mean, so Bitcoin has never been hacked.
Correct.
People's wallets have been hacked. Like your
exchanges have been hacked.
Phones have been hacked, and then they can access your wallet. But if you keep your phone secure or you keep your computer secure, and 99.95% of the time, you're not going to have a problem.
Right. And a lot of these hacks are the exchanges where people will centralize their crypto.
And that's a threat.
Yeah.
Because you're trusting somebody else with your money. It's
correct.
Just like if you, you know, hand your money to a bank, they're not going to, you know, the government might insure that to $150,000, but you're still capped, right? It's $150,000.
I think they raised it to $250,000.
You're still capped to $250,000. If you put more in there, you're not protected.
Correct.
And who knows
and
what
you're still not protected anyway.
And who knows what would really happen, you know.
Because if the government wants to go in and take money from your bank account or give everybody a haircut, as they've done in, what was it, Greece, I think, most recently.
Malta?
Cyprus.
The Cyprus haircut.
They just went in and just gave them a haircut.
Sorry,
33%.
Or they inflate the money supply.
That's another way to do
it. Right, you know, I mean, Canada's currency lost 40% in like 4 years.
Well, let's continue here. More with Roger Veer from Bloomberg.
It wasn't worth anything or it wasn't useful. Hackers wouldn't be wasting their time trying to hack it. So if anything, it's just more bullish signals that cryptocurrency is here to stay and here for the long term.
Now, what does it tell you when the regulator here, the FSA, turns over basic regulation of the industry to the industry participants rather than the bureaucrats? Is it going to be more safe or is there more hazards possibility?
Well, I think
he's in Tokyo, by the way. I was wondering, where is this taking place? So that's where this is. So that must be who the FSA is, because he said the regulator here. I was just curious who that was.
The industry is the group that's the most knowledgeable about the industry. So, of course, they're the ones that have the most incentive to make sure they do a good job of not letting their customers' funds be hacked, not letting, you know, bad things happen to their users, because if bad things happen to your customers aren't going to be your customers anymore. So to think that a politician in some, you know, government office somewhere knows more about how cryptocurrencies work and how to keep them safe from hackers, I think that's just naive. So, of course.
Okay, but one thing to point out here, and again, we don't know what's being proposed in Japan exactly, but if it's self-regulation, okay, fine. If it's the industry self-regulating on a voluntary basis, you know, by creating certifications or voluntary groups to join, okay, I get that. That's fine. But if it's government regulation being run by industry people, where they're selecting the head of Coinbase or the head of, you know, some other company, and then they're bringing them in and putting them on a government regulatory board, which can then pass regulations to affect other companies, that's bad.
It's always going to be bad.
Yeah, I don't even know what they mean by self-regulation. It seems kind of like,
well, what I mean by that is
self-regulation comes usually because the government's threatening something.
Right.
No. That's not true at all.
Can I use an example?
I mean, it has happened. The Microsoft certifications, so there's so many different certifications, for instance, in the computer world that was not created by government.
But that's not...
It's kind of like a level of training, right?
Yeah, that's not...
That's what I'm talking about. Self-regulation, certification, serve safe, for instance, in the restaurant industry goes above and beyond government mandatory, you know, minimums as far as keeping things safe.
That's not really an industry self-regulating itself, because none of those things are required.
That's what I'm talking
about.
It's self-regulation. It's the market itself.
But you can add, like, you know, if you know something about the industry.
I'm not talking about mandates. Just to be clear. I'm talking about voluntary solutions.
Sort of mandate or voluntary solution that not everybody participates in. How is that? I don't see that as self-regulation. That's it might help.
Not everybody has to participate. But okay. It is essentially a form of regulation that is voluntary. Now, you could argue that the term regulation always has to do with government forcing.
Choice of words is not necessarily the best choice of words. It's not the problem.
Then let's talk about it as voluntary certification rather than regulation.
Yeah,
if you don't like the word regulation,
right. Yeah.
You know, if the word regulation always evokes a connotation of government force, then let's throw that word out and talk about
some sort of force by some party.
Let's talk about voluntary standards.
Right.
Voluntary standards. I like that.
Yeah. But that's what I'm talking about, which it keeps a certain level.
Protocols. And I'm good with protocols. Yeah.
But again, all voluntary. If some company wants to ignore all of those protocols and ignore all the standards and, you know, market a dangerous product or whatever, they should be free to do that. So, again, I'm talking about certifications instead of mandated regulation. So, again, don't let anybody be in control of government regulations because there shouldn't be any. And again, I don't know what Veer was talking about, but going on.
Of course, it's the industry participants that know the most and have the most skin in the game, so they're the right ones to be handling this.
But there is a reason you're based in Tokyo, because Japan is what when it comes to cryptocurrencies? Are they...
Yeah. Japan is definitely one of the leaders in the world when it comes to cryptocurrency adoption, but I've been in Japan almost 14 years now, so I was here long before the invention of cryptocurrency.
That's true.
So.
Now, Manus, our anchor, just mentioned about the split within the Bitcoin Cash community between Bitcoin Cash SV and ABC, which you backed. They're calling it a hard fork. You came out victorious, but both have survived. But it really did hit the reputation, and there was some sell-off in Bitcoin Cash along with the Bitcoin.
The whole ecosystem.
The whole ecosystem got hit. Where do you go from here then with Bitcoin Cash?
I think we need to build an economy used on actually using cryptocurrencies as currencies rather than just a bunch of speculators speculating.
Yes.
That's been the entire goal of Bitcoin from day one.
It's hard to even talk about cryptocurrency.
It's
hard to even talk about cryptocurrency and not fall into the hole of speculation. Mm-hmm. Roger's right here. This is about the tech. It's not about get rich and
that's
hold
what
on
you were saying earlier was if you're just trying to get rich quick, well, good luck. Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Yeah.
You know, if you get in at the right time and get out at the right time, okay. If you get in the wrong time, you don't know what's going to happen with the day-to-day stuff. But if you're, what he said, a fundamentals investor, he's in for the long term. He sees the vision of the technology. He sees where it can take us with more independence for our finances into the future. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you want to weigh in on this discussion, which is Roger Ver optimistic about the future of cryptocurrency. And that's, I think, an important message to get out there right now, given that any time you actually look at the price of any given cryptocurrency, whether it be Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash, it's down big time. We were just pointing out, they were talking amongst each other during the break, that Dash, if you look at the dollar price, it's down in just the last month, 60%. If you look at Bitcoin Cash, it's one of the biggest losers. And, you know, I like Bitcoin Cash, but it's down 80% in the last month, or at least it was when I looked last. Now it's showing me something different. Well, anyway, it's a different exchange, I think. Nope. Well, anyway, still down big time. Bitcoin itself, BTC, down 40-ish percent in the last month. So they don't always go down at the same percentages. In fact, a lot of these altcoins are getting slammed even worse than Bitcoin, sort of their granddaddy, Bitcoin BTC. Bitcoin has historically held its ground against reductions better than many of these altcoins, which, you know, burns me a little bit because, remember, like a year ago, I thought it was a good move to get out of Bitcoin because it was suffering, right? Like Bitcoin was... during the summer of 2017, yep. You had to spend $5 at one point to send a Bitcoin transaction. I thought, this isn't sustainable. Luckily, I didn't completely get rid of all of the church's Bitcoin. I only took a small portion of it. I mean, said, you know what? I should diversify a little bit. So I grabbed some Ethereum and some Dash and, you know, Bitcoin Cash. And all of those things have just been taking a beating.
Yeah, pretty much every altcoin. There's a few that haven't, but
if you exclude the dollar tethered ones, then pretty much everyone's been.
Ripple has done okay, but it's still got a hell of a
Ripple's down by half.
Yeah,
you know it's not doing great.
How's Bitcoin doing?
Down by 40%.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, in just the last month, you look at the whole year, it's a bunch of them are down even more than that. So back to Roger Ver, though. So again, that's just in the moment. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get caught up in that and feel like, oh my God, this isn't going to work out. But the reality is
you don't make money. You're not going to make the big money. If you're out to make money, you're not going to make the big money. You know this already. You're not going to make the big money by waiting until the whatever it is on a bull run, mm-hmm. and you're hearing all about it and everything, and oh, my friend said this, that, and the other, and then
that's how people lose their house.
That's how you catch the top.
Right.
Okay, the idea is to catch the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is
but
the bottom.
Where
maybe
is
it
that going to be? Yeah,
I hope
know.
It is. For God's sakes, I hope it is.
You never know where those things are going to be. Which is why I like Johnny Ray's investment idea of just buy a little bit periodically. Buy over time. Don't throw it all in at one moment. Get some this week, get some the next week. Don't worry about what the price is. Just worry about what you can afford to lose. So if you can afford to spend $50 a week on buying cryptocurrency, then go ahead. And then just accumulate over time and hold on to
it. If you look at how it's gone over time, you would be better off with
very well.
Right.
If you had done that.
If you've been doing it for, since what, 2011, you'd be doing really, or even
if you've been doing it since 2013, 2014, 2015, you'd be doing better.
Yeah.
So back to Roger Veer here, because again, he's pointing out he's a long-term fundamentals investor. He sees how cryptocurrency can change and is changing the future of finance and your personal wealth.
See, I like that. Somebody who's in it for the philosophical rather than the financial. Even if there's a financial component that you're profiting off of,
sure.
Being in it for the long haul, right, and not worrying so much about what it means
day to day. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's continue here with Bloomberg's interview of him on the streets of Tokyo.
And that's been the entire goal of Bitcoin from day one, in the very title of the white paper, peer-to-peer electronic cash system. And that's the goal with Bitcoin Cash, both the ABC camp and the SB camp. And I wish every cryptocurrency good luck if they're trying to bring more economic freedom to the world by making them useful as currencies for the world. So I wish everybody good luck.
Satoshi Nakamoto in the white paper talked about, or I guess the credo of his is that these hard forks would be good for all differing opinions, right? We've had two major hard forks now, which you've lived through as well. But the problem is, where do we go in the future when there's been so much undermining from these and wiping out billions, millions if not billions, of value, market value?
Yeah, I think we need to build the tools to make it easy for people to use cryptocurrencies as money to buy and sell things and pay their bills and pay their rent and even pay their taxes. We just heard about the state of Ohio accepting Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin through BitPay for taxes. And that's a pretty big step towards mainstream adoption. Not that I'm particularly a fan of taxes, but that's about as mainstream as it gets when governments are accepting cryptocurrencies for taxes.
Now, merchant use, though, is still very low. How are you going to get that up?
I don't know if that's the case. If you have time this evening, I'm happy to invite you in Tokyo. There's a bunch of different restaurants where we can go and pay in Bitcoin Cash. There's a bunch of them all over Tokyo. So if you have time, that's an actual offer this evening.
That's the interview with Bloomberg.
I have to wonder if it's going to be the same experience that I seem to run into, where you go to a city or whatever, mm-hmm. you think it got lots of cryptocurrency business accepting because it's all over the coin map or whatever,
mm-hmm. and it's not.
And
there.
Then you go in and it's like they don't even know what
crypto what
Bitcoin. Yeah, yeah, right. Is like
I suspect Roger would not invite a guy out to a restaurant with that promise without being able to fulfill that promise.
Oh yeah, there's lots of
or the clerk fumbling over the accepting it because she doesn't really
know what she's doing.
Yeah, even if they accept it, but it's kind of in quotes.
That's probably more likely to be the case.
Yeah.
But we have some experience with this here in Keene. Or worse, what happens often is they'll forget to charge the tablet, so you'll go in and there's no charge.
There's been I think most of the issues that people have run into in Keene with AnyPay have been more bug-related issues, just because it's such a new thing. It's such a new app. It doesn't have the same track record, and over time, those bugs I think are getting worked out. With especially
the AnyPay,
the new AnyPay app seems to be working a lot better. But then again, even the website version was working well for a long time.
Yeah, there were some bumps in the road. Were some bumps in the road over the summertime, but AnyPay's been pretty rock solid over the last couple of months. And Dashback is back, and that's now expanded outside of New Hampshire, by the way. So any business, any business that's using AnyPay.global, that is validating itself with AnyPay, because you have to go through a little process to make sure you're, not some scam artist or whatever. They want to make sure you've got a real brick and mortar business. But they're opening up Dashback too.
Well, I've certainly been getting Dashback. I know for the last a couple of weeks at least.
Yeah, and that's a 10% for listeners that aren't familiar. It's a 10% instant rebate basically that pays instantly. Essentially, it took 3 minutes the other night, but usually it's within a few seconds. It'll jump right back into your wallet.
Usually pretty quick for me.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a headline that you wanted to share tonight. Unfortunately, we're short on time, but I do want to get it out there if possible. The U.S. federal government's Department of Homeland Security, Chris, you say they want to crack Monero. They want to crack Zcash.
They Zen. Do. They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons.
Yeah, DHS is looking to track Monero and Zcash transactions, and they basically have a quote or some sort of system.
I thought they had a bounty. Don't they have a bounty?
A bounty might be the right word. I don't know that they actually have it yet,
okay.
But they're looking for information. They're seeking information from potential companies that can develop a solution.
We can crack this for you.
Right. And they want to know whether or not it's possible.
Mm.
I don't want to actually go too far into the article because we're out of time. But yeah,
what's the source on the story?
So this one, this source is ZDNet, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, ZDNet. And I don't know. I don't think that they're... I think they're going to find out that they're not going to succeed in this, because unlike Bitcoin,
so.
Which is, you know, it was never really anonymous. It was just there weren't tools in order to track it, because obviously we all know that Bitcoin is a...
It's
a public ledger,
yeah.
Right? So with enough effort and energy, you can track it with or without those tools. But it's a lot more difficult
right.
to do it without the tools.
Correct.
So yeah. Whereas
so these
know,
are Zcash Monero
and
Zcash are two of the, I would say, prime private.
Privacy
cryptocurrencies
right.
out there.
I don't know enough about Monero personally, like underneath, but I think Zcash at least is based on Zerocoin. I think that's going to withstand it. I suspect Monero might too.
Monero's a different one. It's was based on a technology called CryptoNote. I don't know what makes that different from the zero knowledge anonymity that Zcash was based on, but I know
Monero
this.
People really believe it's the biggest, toughest thing out there.
I know this. When it comes to the darknet marketplaces, Monero is the choice for the darknet markets. Remember, darknet started with Bitcoin because Bitcoin was all there was.
It was adopted before Zerocoin was actually out.
But they have yet to adopt the Zcash standard.
That's true. But
that doesn't mean it's bad.
That's a market issue, not a technological.
I'm not saying that means that Zcash is bad or inferior. It may be better than Monero.
Right.
But the fact that they have said this is good enough for darknet black market transactions to me is a huge endorsement of Monero as technology.
So. I think it's good. They're going to adopt. The market's going to adopt what comes first,
yeah.
basically, if it's working good enough.
True.
And we haven't seen it cracked, basically. So for the moment,
it sounds like the Department of Homeland
yeah.
Security is willing to throw a bunch of money at
we're
the potential
find out
to,
if it's,
to crack this.
Crackable.
So. Yeah, so
yes,
keep,
we will.
Keep an eye on that story.
Well, they have to be uncrackable.
Check out Chris on his show. It's on Saturdays. It's live starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Time at freedomdecrypted.com. And it's called Freedom Decrypted.
It is.
And it's available via podcast as well for those who can't watch live. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. freetalklive.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.